Well, if you peruse the internet a lot, you probably know the name QAnon. It's a conspiracy theory which began with an October 2017 post on the anonymous image board 4chan by someone using the handle Q, presumably an American individual that may have later grown to include multiple individuals, claiming to have access to classified information about the administration, other people in the United States, and they allege all kinds of conspiracy theories. In a moment, Dr. Michael Sala joins us as we talk about the hidden space program, Q, and more information that you just can't miss on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Michael Sala, back with us, pioneer in the development of exopolitics. He is the author of Exposing U.S. Government Policies on Extraterrestrial Life and Exopolitics. He's a professor, researcher, and residence at the School of International Service, the American University, up till 2004. He has a PhD in government from the University of Queensland in Australia and the founder of the Exopolitics Institute. Here he is back on Coast to Coast, Michael Sala. Michael, welcome back.
Aloha, George. Great to be back. And I brought some koki frogs with me as well.
You can hear them in the background out there in Hawaii, huh?
They're very active. Yeah, I've moved over to the Kona side, and the koki frogs are over here now.
What do they look like?
They're kind of small things. They're about an inch. Quite cute little frogs. And, you know, sometimes they'll come into the house, and but they're very loud at night. They just start singing away.
I can hear. Let's listen in on them just for a bit here. Yep, you can hear them. They're like crickets back there.
Yeah, they are, like very loud crickets. So you get used to them after a while.
Michael, tell us a little bit about this internet sensation QAnon. Exactly, did I properly describe what or who it is?
Yes, there's someone or a group of people that have been posting on these anonymous boards. It began on 4chan back in end of October of 2017, and since migrated over to another a sister forum called 8chan, and essentially it's a group of posters that has basically given real-time information about what's happening within the Trump White House and has dropped enough evidence that they are very close to Donald Trump himself. I mean, showing things like Trump's office on Air Force One, showing photos inside the White House, the Oval Room, showing photos of the pens that are used in signing executive orders, showing photos of kind of NSA surveillance in different places, that when different people start to examine that evidence, basically it really supports what people believe, that QAnon is actually military intelligence working within the White House to kind of leak information that helps promote the Trump agenda and counteracts the kind of deep state efforts to leak information to undermine the Trump agenda. So it's almost like you got white hats leaking things kind of in response to black hats leaking things to undermine the Trump administration. So it's really fascinating to watch it grow. And now we can say there's literally millions of people around the planet that really do believe that QAnon is this faction of military intelligence white hats working within the Trump White House to promote his agenda.
That's bizarre, though, isn't it?
Well, you know, when you look at the way in which the bureaucracies fight against each other in terms of leaking information, that, you know, this is the way it's done within Washington, D.C., in the Beltway. If you want to undermine someone, you leak information. I mean, that goes back, to President Nixon and the Watergate crisis and the Pentagon Papers. And so this is something that goes back many decades. And so, you know, the Trump administration basically is doing something different. You know, Nixon tried to kind of hire this team of...
His plumbers.
The plumbers, exactly, to find the leaks and to stop it. But that didn't work. It blew up on him. And, of course, he was impeached. And so
He resigned.
That's right, yes. He resigned prior to being impeached. So, different presidents have had this problem, and the way Trump has gone about dealing with it is, I mean, he's obviously tried to find the leakers, but, you know, I mean, that doesn't work, especially when, you know, you ask the FBI to find the leakers, and you find out that many within the FBI
are the leakers.
That's right. They're part of this resistance inside the White House, inside the Trump administration. So you come up with your own strategy, which is to leak information on the black hats or the deep state. Personally, I think that QAnon is exactly what people believe. What really convinced me, George, was the very day Michael Cohen, Trump's personal attorney, was raided by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
After the Mueller investigation requested the FBI to kind of like seize computer files and different things, that very evening after the morning raids on multiple workplaces where Michael Cohen had all his files, personnel files, some of which dealt with Donald Trump. That very evening, you had 20 senior military officials just showing up at the White House and having a photo taken of them with Donald Trump, where 9 of them were on his right and 11 of them were on his left, symbolically, basically saying 9/11. To me, that was a pretty transparent sign that the U.S. military is firmly behind the Trump White House as it tries to deal with all of these efforts to undermine it that are being orchestrated by the deep state that simply hate Trump and don't want him in there.
Now, Q, of course, goes beyond just the political spectrum and has dealt with Roswell, the moon landings, the secret space programs. What causes Q to get involved in that?
Well, that was something that really got a lot of people by surprise. Q, what he occasionally does on the 8chan is he asks people for questions, and so people will ask a series of questions, and he'll pick and choose which questions he wants to answer, and that way he kind of discloses information on topics of interest to the general public, and also, you know, whatever agenda that he wants or they want to promote. So on this particular occasion, this just happened on September 19. It was a Q&A session, and there were two sets of questions asked about Roswell, are we alone, secret space programs, the moon landings, and Q responded to them. And, you know, he responded to them, or they responded to them in ways that basically said that this is very real, that the Roswell incident is real, that we're not alone, that secret space programs exist. And, just the fact that QAnon, given that now millions of people who, you know, believe in conspiracies, believe that Kennedy was assassinated, that Marilyn Monroe was assassinated, and so forth, but don't buy into the whole UFO extraterrestrial cover-up. You know, that's kind of, you know, even though the conspiracy crowd is kind of like a fringe compared to the mainstream kind of interests, the UFO exopolitics community is a fringe within that fringe, and so, for example, every year they do a Kennedy assassination conference over there in Dallas, and I've never been invited, even though I have a book on the Kennedy assassination, simply because I talk about the Kennedy assassination in terms of the UFO issue. Well, now what QAnon has done is that he's red-pilled that community, millions of people that accept that, there are conspiracy theories, but who really always shunned or kind of like just ignored the data that there's a UFO extraterrestrial cover-up. Now, all of a sudden, QAnon is saying, this is real, pay attention. Because the important thing here was that QAnon picks and chooses what questions to answer in that Q&A. And the thing is, he picked these questions to answer them, which means that there's a disclosure agenda, that QAnon is part of the disclosure initiative. So there is a White House disclosure initiative that President Trump is a part of. And that's something I've been writing about since Trump's inauguration.
But using Q as the, I guess, the vehicle to do it?
Yes, that's part of it. I think you know, when you look at Donald Trump's background, I mean, it goes way back. I mean, his uncle, John Trump, was actually part of, he was an MIT professor in electrical engineering, and he was actually an FBI consultant who advised the FBI on the validity of the inventions that were found in Nikola Tesla's files after his death.
Wow.
So John Trump, and Donald Trump says that he often spoke to his uncle about these kinds of, about these types of topics. So right there you have Donald Trump has a history on these very kind of esoteric topics. Anything that Nikola Tesla discussed, you know, we're talking about free energy, we're talking about alien communications, we're talking about really unusual ways of being able to protect cities, you know, like electromagnetic shields that would protect the city against nuclear attacks or conventional weapons. All of these topics were things that Trump was talking to his uncle about. So Trump was brought up on this stuff, and of course now he's president. And in his inauguration speech, he made a really significant statement in there about a new world that will just be revolutionary, and that there are energy, you know, like inventions and also kind of healing modalities that would really change the world forever. That he mentioned this in his inauguration speech. So I think from the beginning, Trump really was indicating that he is interested in declassifying a lot of these technologies that have been developed secretly in these classified programs, the secret space programs, and not released to the public, and that any inventors who come up with inventions similar to the technologies used in these programs, their inventions are simply held up under these security orders. And currently, there's about 5,700 patent applications that have been held up under security orders. This is the Federation of American Scientists have the statistics on this, and basically that means that there, all of these inventions that have the potential to change life on the planet
are being held up.
Exactly, on national security orders. And why is that? Well, it means that these inventions can revolutionize all kinds of different industries. And so Trump knows this, and I think he is wanting these inventions to be declassified. And the whole QAnon phenomenon is a part of it. And now, after, I mean, what is it? QAnon has been posting for just about 11 months now. And so now at this 11th month, QAnon for the first time has started to talk about these kind of suppressed technologies. And he did it in the way, they did it by basically referring to, you know, these secret space programs, alien life and so forth, as being the most classified topics. So right there, that's telling us that these things are real, that there are secret space programs where kind of advanced propulsion systems are used, that these space programs don't use rocket technologies to get out into the outer regions of our solar system, or even into nearby solar systems, Alpha Centauri and Epsilon Eridani, and these solar systems that are kind of near to us, maybe 4 light years away or 10 light years away, which can't be reached using conventional technologies. But what we're hearing from whistleblowers who have been part of these secret space programs, that these are things that these are places that are regularly visited by the secret space program. So those technologies do exist. They just have not been declassified. So now with QAnon talking about this publicly for the first time, it means that people are going to have to start paying attention, because I think this is a concrete sign that QAnon and Donald Trump do have a disclosure agenda.
Now, what did he say specifically, QAnon now, about Roswell, about the crash?
Okay. Well, QAnon was asked the question, Q, are we alone? Roswell, question mark. And Q answered the question saying, no, in response to the question, are we alone? And then the Roswell, the question is, he answers, highest classification. And that's very interesting, because back in 1950, Wilbert Smith, he was a senior engineer with the Canadian Department of Transportation, traveled down to Washington, D.C., and he interviewed a number of senior American scientists and gave a report at the Canadian embassy that went back into the Canadian government, and that was classified until, I don't know the exact year when it was declassified, but he said that the American scientists said that the whole flying saucer topic, which included the Roswell issue, was of the highest classification. So now, you know, that was back in 1950, and so here you have QAnon telling us, what is it, 68 years later, that Roswell indeed is the highest classification. So Roswell really did happen. They did discover things, and it still has not seen the light of day. But, you know, what we now are witnessing is the beginning of this kind of effort to get the public aware that this kind of topic has been classified for a long time.
Michael, for people who want to track QAnon to see what he or they might be posting, how do they find them?
Well, the best thing is to just do a Google search on QAnon. And
Q-A-N-O-N.
Q-A-N-O-N, exactly. Just do a search. Right now, for the general public, QAnon has recommended the general public to go to this forum called vote.co. So if you go to VOAT.co, there's a theme there, or there's a kind of sub-forum there that discusses QAnon. So that's where a lot of the general public go. But definitely, if you wanted to find a bunch of articles to learn about QAnon, my website does have a page where I do have some links to articles, and I'll have a link there to that forum and to the 8chan forum where people can learn more about QAnon. But definitely, there's a lot of internet information out there, and it's controversial.
So, but he believes Roswell did happen.
Well, that's exactly what QAnon is saying here. I mean, in response to the question, you know, Roswell question mark, QAnon's response was highest classification, and then that follow the next statement was consider the vastness of space. So right there, you have QAnon kind of like giving an indirect response, saying that Roswell did happen. It's the highest classification, and it involves life out there, because space is so vast that it would be ridiculous to think that we are the only intelligent species in the galaxy.
We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM with Dr. Michael Sala. Next hour, we'll take phone calls with him. When we come back, we'll talk about what did Q have to say about moon landings, the secret space program, and so many other things. And, of course, you can always follow us on Facebook, just like us. We'll be back. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Michael Sala with us. We'll take calls next hour with Michael. Michael, as we move forward with more things that Q has reported on, what makes you believe that Q is authentic and not a bunch of IT experts just playing around?
There have been a number of Q photos that have been released that show what appears to be the desk of Donald Trump on Air Force One at the same time as Donald Trump was traveling, and these photos were released during this time when Trump was traveling, and that is kind of documentary evidence that Q does have direct access to Donald Trump himself. There's quite a number of drops posts as well by Q that show kind of foreknowledge of events that are about to happen. The most recent set of events was just happened with Donald Trump basically discussing. Sorry, I just have to go to the website to just remind myself of that. But it happened just on the 19th, and it concerned.
Does Q acknowledge that he knows Donald Trump?
What's happened is that he's dropped a number of posts that show he has direct access to Donald Trump.
Could you fudge those pictures or make them up or anything like that? Is that conceivable?
No, because people on these different forums have been able to analyze these images.
And they say they're authentic.
And they show that they are authentic. These are not photoshopped. There were a set of images that showed kind of NSA surveillance of London that appeared to show some of the FBI agents as well as some senior politicians that were involved in kind of like setting up or doing some of the kind of advance work on the Steele dossier that Trump released. That was released through the Q forums, and these photos were dated several months apart. The photos were released several months apart, even though they were taken around the same time. So they showed that this was someone who had access also to the NSA data files and could release some of that classified information.
And you believe that Q knows way too much for someone who would be just playing around on the internet?
Way too much. And the thing I was trying to remember a moment ago was this on the 19th of this month, QAnon dropped some posts saying that that the British were panicking over the FISA. The attempt by Donald Trump to declassify the FISA applications, and then we had Donald Trump just 36 hours later basically saying that he was on the phone discussing with some close allies the FISA declassification, that they were concerned that the effort to kind of declassify the redacted portions of this June 2007 FISA application that the current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein signed, that would actually undermine the Russia investigation. And this was of concern to the Allies. And one of the Q posts said that the British were panicking and and DC was panicking because by declassifying this FISA warrant, there's 20 pages in particular.
Right, which the president wants to declassify.
He's actually issued a presidential directive requesting that 20 pages needs to be declassified. And currently, after he was approached by the British and the Australian governments, not to declassify it. He submitted it to the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, who is now going to make the final recommendation. And I think basically Trump is just going through the process. But the really significant thing here in terms of, well, is Q authentic? Q knew in advance that Trump had been spoken to by close allies. Q basically specifically mentioned Britain and also Australia as the two key allies that were panicking over these FISA documents being declassified. And so Q knew that. And really, the only people that have access to President Trump speaking to heads of state or heads of government of other countries is a very restricted number of people. You know, we're talking probably his chief of staff and maybe communications director, and that's about it. But QAnon knew this in advance, and not only knew that Trump was speaking to close allies, but also was able to reveal some of the content of that information, which was that they were panicking. And sure enough, 36 hours later, Trump confirmed what Q had said. So, you know, right there, if anyone is wanting evidence, you know, is QAnon real? Because no one now has access to the kind of conversations that a president has with other heads of state, other than people that are very senior and very close to Trump. But Q has access. So right there, you know, people that dismiss Q as some kind of LARP, there's concrete evidence in the Q post that he knows what's happening inside of the Trump White House. They have access.
What about the moon landing? So I believe we landed on the moon. I think you do too. What does Q have to say?
Well, Q was asked the question, is the moon landing a hoax? And Q really did kind of lay out that the moon landings are real, said it explicitly, that the question was asked, did NASA fake the moon landings? And QAnon's response was false. Moon landings are real. So right there, QAnon is saying from the perspective of military intelligence, that those landings really did happen, and then went on to say give some more information. The follow-up questions were, have we been to the moon since then? Are there secret space programs? And QAnon replies, programs exist that are outside of public domain. So not saying too much, but basically indirectly saying that, yes, we have been to the moon since then, but these are part of programs that exist outside of public domain. And so when you try and unpack that, it's like, well, what does he mean by public domain? And I think that's where one answer is that he's talking not just about the black world. Public domain often is associated with the white world of information that is freely available for researchers and on the internet and universities and so forth. And the classified domain is inaccessible to people that who don't have security clearances and so forth. But I think that another way of reading this is that this is actually information that is outside of the public domain in terms of government and military databases altogether, and is pointing to corporate databases. And this is one of the things that I've found over the years that I've been researching this, is that when you're looking for the actual files on Roswell, moon landings, secret space programs, where are all these kept? Well, they're not kept in government databases or in military databases because these are all subject to Freedom of Information Act requests. So where all of the databases are kept is in corporate databases, in corporate structures or buildings in classified area, restricted areas, because these are not documents that the general public has access to. They are outside of FOIA requests, and they are proprietary, which means that corporations can deny the release of these documents because the corporation can say, this is proprietary, this is information that is vital to certain products that we produce and sell, and therefore it would harm our business interests to release that. So that's how a lot of the information about secret space programs is kept outside of the public domain, because it's the corporations that are now in control.
In your neck of the woods, in January, there was a false missile alert in Hawaii. Everybody blames the way it was handled. but Q believes that it might have been a false flag. What did he mean by that?
Well, you know, that happened in January of this year, January 13, and that involved everyone in the Hawaiian Islands getting an alert through their mobile devices, basically saying that there was a ballistic missile that was incoming, that this is not a drill, and take evasive actions. And so people for around, I think it was 38 minutes, that just only had access to their mobile devices and couldn't go on the TV to find out, well, you know, what's the news networks telling us. People who relied on their mobile devices, you know, really believed that there was an incoming ballistic missile. And then after 38 minutes, there was a second alert that went out through the emergency alert system saying that it was a false alarm. And later on, there was an inquiry, and the official inquiry was, the result of that was that this was human error, that one operator within the emergency alert network basically pressed the wrong button, which was ridiculous. And people started asking questions. And, you know, here living on the islands, I definitely kind of paid attention to, you know, what were people saying. And one of the things that really got my attention was that people said that there was a meteorite or something that appeared to blow up around the time of the alert. And there was also a report from a whistleblower from one of the government, from one of the fusion centers in Honolulu, saying that it was not a false alarm, that Pacific Command actually got the news that this was an incoming missile, and it was real, and that there were people that were government officials that were in the fusion center, and they were saying that the Trump administration didn't respond to the attack, that the thought was that the Trump administration would see this as an attack by a hostile force, presumably North Korea, because that's where the missile appeared to be tracked from, uh-huh. Emerged out of North Korean waters, and that there would be a retaliation. But when the Trump administration requested further information, the person in the fusion center said that these government officials said that Trump was kind of letting the country down, that they were disappointed that he didn't respond militarily to what was perceived at the time to be an attack by North Korea.
Well, he was smart to hold back.
Well, he was prudent. I mean, he was aware that you know, things didn't quite add up, that North Korea wouldn't launch a kind of preemptive strike on Hawaii. That would not be in its interest, you know, given the overwhelming military retaliation that would come from the United States. So he did hold back. And then you had QAnon posting that this was actually a false flag attack, that this was not...
Deep state?
Deep state used a secret naval battle group or a secret Navy submarine to launch a ballistic missile attack, and that this was intended to be a destructive attack. So we can assume that ballistic missile was loaded with a nuclear weapon. And now, you know, the question is, well, you know, does the deep state have its own battle group, its own ballistic missile submarines? And I did some research on this and found on the CIA website documents that actually, and I wrote an article about this, documents that support the conclusion that the CIA does have not just a ballistic missile capable submarine that it uses for covert operations, but actually has an entire battle group that it uses for all kinds of covert operations around the planet, and also uses as a kind of floating prison that the CIA uses to interrogate people. So that was QAnon kind of like posting that, you know, in January of this year. And then more recently, in September of this year, QAnon followed up and just kind of reminding people that this was a false flag attack. And one of the things that happened, George, was that just about 3 days after that false missile alert for Hawaii, the same thing happened in Japan.
Another false report, but
it was pretty much identical. It was a report of a ballistic missile incoming,
yeah.
And then the news networks retracted and said, "Oh, it's a false alarm." Well, according to QAnon's posts, both in January and then more recently in September, these were part of the false flag attacks. At first, there was an effort to target Hawaii, and when that failed, actually the missile was shot down. That basically white hats within the secret space program, and it's very interesting I have a few articles writing about how this secret space program run by the Air Force was involved in shooting down this ballistic missile that was launched at Hawaii. And of course, just a couple of days ago, QAnon acknowledged that secret space programs exist. And then, like a week or two before that, he was saying that a ballistic missile was shot down. So I think QAnon is putting out breadcrumbs out there to kind of help the public realize that this was a false flag attack against both Hawaii and Japan that was launched by the deep state using this secret CIA battle fleet with its own ballistic missile carrying submarine.
Gee, what a story, though. Michael, one of your other works is called Antarctica's Hidden History. Let's talk about that when we come back, and we'll take some phone calls with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.